Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
October 10th is Eye Health Day, a day to prioritize and take care of your eyes. Many people use smartphones, computers, and tablets daily. However, prolonged use of these devices can strain your eyes, potentially leading to a decline in vision, as well as causing other physical problems like stiff shoulders, headaches, and even nausea. In today's world, where such devices are essential for work and study, it's important to be aware of our eyes' health, even while using these devices. So, to help protect yourself, when working for long periods, sit up straight and keep at least 30 centimeters of distance between your eyes and the screen. Adjust your desk, chair, lighting on the screen, or the natural light in your room to suit your needs. Rest your eyes for about 10 to 15 minutes every hour. Blink regularly to keep your eyes moisturized. And look into the distance or at nature, such as greenery, when possible. When you feel fatigued, warm your eyes with a steam towel. That'll feel great. And if you wear glasses or contact lenses, get your eyes checked to make sure your prescription is up to date for your eyes. Your eyes can also be affected by UV rays, so make sure you protect them with sunglasses. And finally, proper sleep and a nutritious diet are also essential for eye health. So, let's make it a habit to protect the health of our eyes on a daily basis.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information to share from Fukuoka City. First, I want to share some information on the environmental festival coming up in a couple of weeks on the 26th and 27th of this month. Environmental Festival Fukuoka 2024 will be held at the Furiai Hiroba on the west side of Fukuoka City Hall and on the first floor of Solaria Plaza at the Solaria Zephyr Space on Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th of October. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days, and admission is completely free. At the Furiai Hiroba, a variety of food trucks offering delicious and fun meals will gather, including menus featuring eco-friendly ingredients, such as kima curry and sweets. Additionally, with the cooperation of Fukuoka's basketball team, the Rising Zephyr, you can play a game where you shoot balls representing burnable, non-burnable, and pet bottle trash into the correct goal, learning about waste separation while having fun. The famous DeLorean from a certain Hollywood movie will also make an appearance, where you can sit inside for a photo op, and there will also be a flea market, no doubt full of treasures to be found. At Solaria Zephyr, high school and university students will take on quiz challenges aimed at becoming heroes to save Earth, learning about the environment in a fun way. In the Fukuoka Waste Art Exhibition, you can express your daily life through art, with stylish and ethical products available for purchase. There will be plenty of events for both children and adults to enjoy, while learning about environmental issues. So, head out to the city on that weekend and explore the eco-friendly practices close to us and have fun at Environmental Festival Fukuoka 2024. To continue, I've got some information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation that I would also like to share. For those of you with children, wouldn't you like to visit a place where you can have fun with your children? At the Naraya Community Center in Hakata Ward, a parenting exchange salon takes place every month. Every fourth Tuesday of the month, they hold an infant interaction class called Yarana Hiroba, where parents and children can have a great time together. In October, the class will be held on the 22nd from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The theme for October is Parent-Child First Aid Training. To help you prepare for any emergencies with your child, staff from the Fukuoka City Disaster Prevention Center will teach first aid techniques. For more details on how to apply, please visit the Fukuoka City International Foundation's website or Facebook page.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there is that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.